Aquarius, Natal to Navamsha shift of ascendant. First pada, 0 gigi to 3d20 of Aquarius, Libra Navamsha. In the Libra Navamsha, Aquarius channels its natural intellectual and innovative qualities into building harmonious relationships and social connections. The influence of Libra adds diplomacy, balance, and a strong focus on partnerships to Aquarius's forward-thinking and humanitarian pursuits. The individual seeks to create harmony in social groups and relationships, often using their communication skills to mediate and foster collaboration. There is a strong desire to connect with others, and the person may thrive in group dynamics, focusing on fairness and equality. If Venus, the ruler of Libra, is well placed, the individual is charming, diplomatic, and excels in creating balanced and harmonious relationships. They can effectively navigate social situations and build lasting partnerships, using their innovative ideas to benefit others. If Venus is afflicted, the person may struggle with indecision, becoming overly focused on pleasing others or avoiding conflict, which can lead to difficulties in asserting their ideas or needs. Second pada, 3°20 to 6°40 of Aquarius. In the Scorpio Navamsha, Aquarius's intellectual and social focus is combined with Scorpio's emotional intensity and desire for transformation. The individual becomes more focused on exploring deep psychological, emotional, or spiritual matters, and may seek to bring about change through their innovative ideas. There is a strong desire for personal transformation, and the person may be drawn to causes that require emotional depth and resilience, such as social reform or activism. If Ketu, the co-ruler of Scorpio, is well-placed, the person is likely to use their intellectual and emotional insight to effect deep, meaningful change, particularly in areas that involve human psychology or social transformation. If Ketu is afflicted, the individual may struggle with emotional volatility or secrecy, leading to difficulties in maintaining balance in their social and professional relationships. Third pada, 6340, 10 drizeis of Aquarius. Sagittarius Navamsha. In the Sagittarius Navamsha, quite intellectual curiosity and humanitarian ideals are combined with Sagittarius optimism and philosophical outlook. The individual becomes more focused on higher learning, exploration, and expanding their worldview. There is a strong desire to explore new ideas, travel, and engage in intellectual discussions about philosophy, culture, or humanitarian causes. The person is likely to take a broad, visionary approach to their social and intellectual pursuits, with a focus on inspiring others to adopt progressive ideas. If Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, is well placed, the individual excels in teaching, guiding, or inspiring others through their broad-minded and optimistic outlook. They are likely to thrive in environments that encourage intellectual exploration and social progress. If Jupiter is afflicted, the person may struggle with restlessness, impracticality, or becoming too idealistic, leading to difficulty in focusing on practical goals. Fourth pada, 10° to 13° 20s of Aquarius, Capricorn Navamsha. In the Capricorn Navamsha, Aquarius's progressive and innovative tendencies are tempered by Capricorn's focus on discipline, structure, and long-term goals. The individual becomes more focused on achieving practical, material success while maintaining their intellectual or humanitarian ideals. There is a strong desire to channel their innovative ideas into structured, long-term plans that can create tangible results. The person may take on leadership roles or work in areas where they can combine their intellectual insights with a disciplined approach to achieving success. If Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is well placed, the individual is likely to excel in fields that require both innovation and discipline, such as technology, governance, or social reform. They are capable of creating lasting change through steady, focused effort. However, if Saturn is afflicted, the person may struggle with feelings of restriction or burden, leading to frustration or difficulty in achieving their long-term goals. Fifth pada, 13°20 to 16°40s of Aquarius. Aquarius Navamsha. In the Aquarius Navamsha, the individual's natural Aquarius traits of intellectual innovation, social progress, and humanitarian ideals are fully expressed. The person is highly focused on creating positive change in society through innovative ideas and collaboration. There is a strong desire to push boundaries and challenge traditional norms, particularly in areas related to technology, science, and social reform. The individual may feel drawn to unconventional careers or lifestyles that allow them to express their unique ideas and contribute to the betterment of humanity. If Saturn, the ruler of Aquarius, is well placed, the individual is capable of achieving significant success in areas that require intellectual innovation and social progress. They are likely to thrive in leadership roles within progressive organizations or movements. If Saturn is afflicted, the person may struggle with feelings of alienation or become overly detached from practical concerns, leading to difficulty in achieving stability or maintaining long-term relationships. Have Aquarius, natal to Navamsha, shift of ascendant. Sixth pada, 16 ingruta 20 degrees of Aquarius, Pisces Navamsha. In the Pisces Navamsha, Aquarius's intellectual and progressive energy is softened by Pisces' compassionate, spiritual, and creative qualities. The individual becomes more focused on emotional and spiritual fulfillment, seeking deeper meaning in their relationships and social contributions. There is a strong desire to use their intellectual abilities to help others on an emotional or spiritual level, and the person may be drawn to humanitarian work, artistic pursuits, or spiritual practices that emphasize compassion and empathy. If Jupiter, the ruler of Pisces, is well placed, the person excels in blending their intellectual and spiritual goals, often succeeding in fields related to healing, counseling, or creative arts. They are likely to be compassionate and intuitive, capable of inspiring others through their vision for a better world. If Jupiter is afflicted, the person may struggle with unrealistic expectations, emotional escapism, or difficulty in setting boundaries, leading to challenges in maintaining practical focus in their social or professional life. Seventh pada, 23d of Aquarius, Aries Navamsha. In the Aries Navamsha, Aquarius' intellectual and innovative nature is combined with Aries' bold, independent, and action-oriented qualities. The individual becomes more assertive in pursuing their ideas and is likely to take initiative in bringing about social or intellectual change. There is a strong desire to lead and take charge in situations that require vision and innovation, and the person may excel in competitive or leadership roles where their unique ideas and independence can flourish. If Mars, the ruler of Aries, is well placed, the individual is likely to be dynamic, assertive, and capable of taking bold steps to implement their innovative ideas. They may thrive in leadership roles that require both intellectual vision and decisive action. However, if Mars is afflicted, the person may become impulsive, confrontational, or prone to taking unnecessary risks, which could lead to conflicts or instability in both personal and professional life. Eighth pada, 23 gri 20 to 2640 of Aquarius, Taurus Navamsha. In the Taurus Navamsha, Aquarius's progressive and humanitarian nature is grounded by Taurus's focus on stability, comfort, and material security. The individual becomes more practical and focused on building long-term success through steady effort, particularly in areas that align with their social ideals. There is a strong desire to combine their intellectual and innovative pursuits with tangible, material outcomes, and the person may be drawn to fields that allow them to create both financial stability and social progress. If Venus, the ruler of Taurus, is well placed, the person is likely to enjoy financial success and stability while maintaining their commitment to social and humanitarian ideals. They may excel in fields such as finance, real estate, or the arts, where both innovation and practical efforts are rewarded. However, if Venus is afflicted, the individual may become overly focused on material gain or comfort, leading to difficulties in balancing their humanitarian goals with personal desires for security and luxury. Ninth pada, 2640, 30 degrees of Aquarius. In the Gemini Navamsha, Aquarius's intellectual and humanitarian nature is combined with Gemini's focus on communication, adaptability, and intellectual exploration. The individual becomes highly communicative and focused on sharing their ideas, often engaging in intellectual debates or discussions related to social progress, technology, or innovation. There is a strong desire to connect with others through knowledge and intellectual exchange, and the person may excel in roles that require communication, teaching, or writing. If Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is well-placed, the person is likely to excel in areas that involve communication, education, or media. They are adaptable, intellectually curious, and capable of inspiring others through their progressive ideas and ability to convey complex information. However, if Mercury is afflicted, the person may struggle with indecision, scattered thinking, or difficulty in maintaining focus on long-term goals, which could hinder their ability to achieve significant progress in their intellectual or humanitarian pursuits. Conclusion. For Aquarius ascendant, the Navamsha shifts reflect the evolution of their intellectual, progressive, and humanitarian nature through various phases of life. In the Libra Navamsha, their focus is on building harmonious relationships, while the Scorpio Navamsha deepens their emotional and psychological insight. The Sagittarius Navamsha encourages intellectual exploration and philosophical growth, while the Capricorn Navamsha brings structure and discipline to their innovative ideas. As Aquarius moves through the Pisces, Aries, Taurus, and Gemini Navamshas, their focus shifts toward emotional fulfillment, leadership, material success, and intellectual communication. The placement of ruling planets significantly influences their ability to balance their visionary ideals with practical efforts. When well placed, these shifts lead to successful contributions to social progress and personal fulfillment. However, when afflicted, the individual may face challenges related to emotional instability, impulsivity, or scattered focus, which could hinder their long-term success and fulfillment.